Psalm 49. Listen to this, all you people. Listen, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor, together. So this is a message for absolutely everybody. My mouth is going to speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart will be of understanding. I'm going to explain things in a parable and upon the harp. In other words, this message is so important that it's to be sung about and distributed. That's how David used to preach, by putting his psalms, his songs, to music and getting people to sing them. So he says, "Why should I fear in the days of evil when the sin of my heels will come and catch up with me?" He's saying, sure, I've sinned and I'm going to die, but I won't fear. And we likewise needn't fear even death itself, if we are covered in Christ. So, he goes on, "Those who trust in their wealth and boast themselves in their great riches, none of them can in any way redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of human life is precious." So then, he's saying that, it says in verse 9, there's nothing you can do to stop somebody from seeing corruption and so that they should still live forever. This is why he's making such a fuss about this point, that he wants everybody, rich and poor, all over the world to face up to this. That we are going to die and corrupt, that means we go back into the dust. There is no immortal soul. You are not going to live forever in your own strength. It is only if God ransoms you, if God redeems you. And you can't get any person to do it. You can't get your brother, your friend, to save your life. You're going to die and go back to the dust, and you're not going to live forever unless God does it, unless God saves you. So we can't trust in men. We can't trust even in our own family, our own brother. So this is obviously why David is spreading this message all over the place. For he sees that wise men die, and also the fool also perishes, and they leave their wealth to others. That's right. Whether someone is wise or foolish, they're still going to die, and they can't take their wealth with them. Their inward thought is that their houses will last forever, and their homes will go on to all generations. They even call their lands after their own names. But man, who is in honour now, does not remain. He's like the animals that perish. So then, this is exactly true, that people inside themselves like to think that, no, my house is going to go forever. I'm going to live forever. So no wonder David is saying, look, I want absolutely everybody to face up to this, because this is so true, isn't it? That underneath, subconsciously, people like to imagine that death is not going to happen to me, and that all the wealth I've built up for myself, whether it's much or little, that's somehow always going to be mine. But it's not. It is yours until you die. And then it becomes somebody else's. And we all know this. And yet people live as if they don't know it. This their way is their folly, but their children approve their attitude. This is a foolish way to live. And yet, from generation to generation, this is how human beings live. They think you're smart if you gather wealth for yourself. Whereas, as Jesus shows in the parable of the rich fool, to gather wealth for yourself is foolish, because one day you shall leave it all behind. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death will feed on them, and the upright will have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty will consume away in the grave. So the upright will have dominion over them in the morning. The morning is ultimately the day when the Son of Righteousness arises, when Jesus comes back and there's a resurrection from the dead, and the truly wise will be resurrected and live forever with everything, with them far more than human wealth. But God will redeem my soul, my life, from the power of the grave. So then that requires a resurrection of the body. And that is the wonderful hope of the gospel. So do not fear when somebody becomes rich and the glory of his house is increased, because when he dies, he can carry nothing away, and his glory will not go down into the grave after him. Even though while he lived, he praised himself, and men will praise you when you do well to yourself. He is going to go to his fathers, and they will not see light. Man that is in honour but doesn't understand is like the beasts that perish. And that is so true. People say, oh, that's so cool. They show off on social media. They show off, oh, I've got this car. They take a photograph of themselves standing by a smart, wonderful piece of technology, house, car, pictures of themselves on an expensive holiday, and they think that's cool. But I'm afraid the perspective of the Bible is absolutely different, that this is foolishness. That's what it's called. You will not take it with you, and if that is how you want to live, you will have your glory in this life, and you will be just like the animals that perish, that go back to the dust, and that's the end. Whereas the truly wise and the upright will have dominion over them in the morning. The grave will not hold us. We who have lived by a different set of values, we will rise from the dead. And as David says, God will redeem my life from the power of the grave.